What's good, radio family? It's your boy, The Psalmist Voice, and you are listening to KBRG The Bridge. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
Disclosure.
All information that is given.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to The Psalmist Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPV Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Man, Let's Pop at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month. It is The Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPV Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPV Presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG The Bridge or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
This is God's Journey Child, Theodore Chestnut, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
Disclosure.
All information that is given for Men Let's Talk are research information and is not based on my opinion. These are health tips, symptoms, and signs. Please be aware if you're experiencing any sign and symptoms, seek medical attention immediately. Do not self-diagnose based on information given.
Good evening, family and friends. I am your host, Niece. That's right. Men, let's talk. I am back in business, family and friends. So, you know, gonna keep it real, gonna keep it here. You know, everything is gonna be going smoothly tonight. And family and friends, if you're tuning in for the first time, Men, Let's Talk is basically health information that is given to men, to our husbands, to our brothers, you know, our uncles, our cousins. This is basically what Men Let's Talk is about. You know, like I said, again, we're just gonna keep it real and keep it going. And you know, we want our men to stay healthy, to be healthy. You know, we want them to be around for a very long time. You know, we want them to be around as long as we are wrong. So here it is. We're going to tell you a couple things, you know, how to keep, this is what the show is about, telling you things, how to keep yourself healthy, how to prevent certain things and other things like that. But family and friends, tonight, Yes, tonight is the night, family and friends. We are going to be talking about 9 common STD in men, early symptoms, signs, and some treatments, simple treatments. I'm not going to go into what the treatment is, you know, it just will probably say antibiotics, you know, but like I said in the disclosure, you know, do not self-diagnose yourself on any information that is given. All information that is given, it's research information, meaning information, you know, things that I've researched to bring to you. So it's not what I'm saying, it's what I found. Down the line, there is some other information that I'm going to be sharing as well. And some of that information, most of that information is going to be coming from the Mayo, like mayonnaise, Mayo Clinic. I also use them as research too. So you could also go to their website. It's Mayo Clinic to find out anything. They have a lot of information there too, not just for men, but for women. And also some of these information that I'm going to be giving is going to be pertaining to men, women, and children as well. So this is what Men Let's Talk is about. It's just bringing you health information. Family and friends, before I go into tonight's show, I am going to play a song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into tonight's topic. So stay tuned and join me as I share this information with you, men. It's all about you tonight. So stay tuned and stay blessed.
Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you.
My disciples in me, you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Shall make you free, shall make you free, shall make you. You don't have to be a slave,
a slave to sin.
You don't have to be in chains,
a place dark can be.
Don't you know there is a light?
Well, it's really up to you.
truth shall make you free.
Disclosure.
All information that is given for Men Let's Talk are research information and is not based on my opinion. These are health tips, symptoms, and signs. Please be aware if you're experiencing any sign and symptoms, seek medical attention immediately. Do not self-diagnose based on information given.
Yes, family and friends, I just wanted to throw that one more time out there so you guys could get it. It's not based on what me say. It's our research information. So what is the topic? You know, come on, man. Let's sit on that throne. Let's talk. Yes, let's have a talk. You're talking with me tonight. So let's have a talk. What is the topic tonight, family and friends? 9 common STD in men, early symptoms and signs. What are these 9 common STDs that we're going to be talking about tonight? We're going to be talking about chlamydia, gonorrhea, HIV, trichomoniasis, genital warts, hepatitis B and C, genital herpes, syphilis, and family and friends, the Zika virus as well. So yes, these are some of the 9 common STD in men that we're going to be talking about tonight. So let's get this started. Let's get this party started at the throne. Yes, you are tuned in. That's right, family and friends. You're listening right. You are tuned in to TPV Radio Network. You know, even though we share the gospel with you guys, we also bring you a health tip. You know, we bring you symptoms and signs for men, women, children. So, you know, we're kind of different, but that's what makes us the best radio network on the planet, family and friends. Even though, family and friends, you missed this, you could go back on Facebook, you could tune in, you could listen to us again, you could catch us on Twitter, you could catch us on Instagram, you could catch us on iTunes. And family and friends, don't forget, you can also download Live 365. That's the bridge, family and friends. That's where you're going to go to when you download that app, and you can find us there as well. So Let's begin. What should you know about STD in men? Common types, like I said, are chlamydia, gonorrhea, trichomoniasis, and genital warts. What are some early symptoms and signs? These signs and symptoms include genital lesions or sores, as with herpes or HPV. The ureters with gonorrhea or chlamydia, systematic symptoms that affect the entire body, such as HIV and bacteria, viruses, or parasites. That's right, family and friends. So this is a mix-up party, but we're going to get it right. We're going to get it straight. I'm going to bring it to you guys tonight. So what is the treatment for STDs? In men, is generally directed toward eradicating the viral, fungi, or bacteria virus. These virus and bacteria can be transmitted to others through sexual contact. That's right, family and friends. So we're going to go into the first one. And the first one that we're going to be talking about tonight is chlamydia. What is chlamydia? It is a bacterial infection that is common in young adults who are sexually active. It's caused by the bacterium chlamydia trichomoniasis. Both men and women can be infected, and many of those infected do not have any signs or symptoms. When it does cause symptoms in men, symptoms of the ureters are the most common. It can also cause infection of the epididymis and testes. Treatment for chlamydia, family and friends, are antibiotics. Number 2 that we're going to go in tonight are gonorrhea. Like chlamydia, It is a bacterial infection that may not always cause signs and symptoms and can be remain undiagnosed. It can cause the uterus in men, leading to burning or a pain on urination and discharge from the urethra. It is caused by by Neisseria, gonorrhea, which is also a bacteria. And when symptoms do occur, family and friends, when they do occur, it's very painful. So you want to make sure you go to the doctor and check yourself. Can STDs be cured, family and friends? STDs can be cured by STDs caused. I'm so sorry. STDs can be cured. STDs caused by bacteria are typically curable with antibiotics, while other STDs like herpes and HIV infection are not curable and persist for life. So these HIV and herpes are something that are not curable, and it's something that you can, you know, carry for the rest of your life. So men, you know, you want to keep yourself protected. You want to keep protected. You want to keep yourself covered up, you know. So these are some things that you want to do. You want to make sure you stay healthy, because guess what? As our uncles, as our cousins, you know, we want to make sure that you guys stay healthy, you guys stay around, so we could have our family around forever. So that's what we want. We want you guys to be here for a while, you know. Don't try something that could be treated, you know. And for men out there, you know, some of you guys, and I'm saying guys, but some of you men do not like to go to the doctor. Just find a doctor that you're comfortable with, one that you could open up and talk to about anything that's going on with you. Stay healthy. And that's the reason of this show, Men Let's Talk. You know, we want to make sure our men out there, you know, family in our society, that you guys stay healthy and be around. Be around. So let's. How do men get STD? It can be caused by different kinds of microorganisms, including virus, bacteria, and parasites. Yes, family and friends, parasites. Sexually transmitted bacterial infection include syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. So, trichomiasis is an infection caused by a parasite infestation with parasitic bugs such as lice or scabies, can also be transmitted by close contact and may be occurred during sexual activities, family and friends. So, you know, this trichomiasis, again, can be transmitted by a parasite. The cause of this transmission can be done by a parasite, family and friends. So, and these parasitic bugs are lice or scabies, you know, and lice, you know, some people think that you could get lice on your hair, but you could also get lice down there, and it's like the same as pubic crabs as well. So, but that's another topic for another time. Humans, we're going to go into humans contact, which is the Zika virus through the bite of an infected mosquito. And the Zika virus, family and friends, can be transmitted to others through sexual contact as well. So family and friends, you know, this topic is going. It might be a lot of things that people do not want to talk about, but guess what? We're going to talk about them. You know, this Zika virus, they can develop about 4 to 8 days after contacting the infection. Gonorrhea can also cause infection, family and friends. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about all these good things, you know. And just, like I said, keep it moving. We're going to keep it Moving Family and Friends. So stay tuned and stay blessed as we take a music break. And again, I'm in an Angelo and Veronica mood. So guess what? We're going to play another song by them that's called Higher Place. So stay tuned again and stay blessed.
My heart is still around.
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Sammy's Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPV Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Man, Let's Pop at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month. It is The Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPV Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPV Presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG The Bridge or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Sammy's Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
Yes, family and friends, that's right. You're listening to the hottest radio station in the planet alongside KBRG The Bridge. So, family and friends, tune in, download. You know, come on, walk with us. Let's go. Let's go. So, yes, family and friends, you are tuned in to Men Let's Talk tonight. I am your host once again, Niece. We're talking about 9 common STD in men, some signs, some early signs and symptoms. We left off talking about gonorrhea. You know, once again, if the symptoms, if it remain undiagnosed, you know, it could cause more damages to you. These signs and symptoms, some of them with gonorrhea, they can develop about 4 to 8 days after contracting the infection. Family and friends, gonorrhea can also cause an infection in the rectum and in the throat. It is possible for gonorrhea to spread within the body, causing symptoms like rash and joint pain. Family and friends, one of the treatments for gonorrhea is antibiotics. That's what are typically used to treat. So we're going to go in and talk about HIV. Yes, we are talking about things that other people don't want to talk about, other people that don't want to bring to their radio station because they're gospel. They feel that, you know, we don't have the need to talk about things or, you know, such as sexual transmitted disease, you know, I mean, why not? Why not talk about them? Why not share the knowledge that you know about these things? You know, even though we're in a church, even though we preach the gospel, you know, we still need to teach and preach to those that are born anew in Christ, I should say, and, you know, who's learning, you know, share all aspects. And let them know, you know, because regardless, we do live in the flesh is full of all kind of temptation, you know, and things do happen what we don't want done, and it's a sin. But hey, guess what? I'm not here to preach tonight. I am here to tell you about HIV and 9 common STDs in men. So HIV is the human immunodeficiency virus. And yes, in immune deficiency virus. It is the most feared STD. Infected with the virus can occur during sexual contact by sharing needles and from an infected person and pregnant woman to her baby. That's right, family and friends. If you're a mom and you're pregnant and you picked up this virus, you can also give it to your baby. The virus causes dysfunction of the body immune system at a later point. The coverage time from infection to immune suppression is 10 years. No specific symptoms signal HIV infection, but some people develop fever and flu-like illness within 2 to 4 weeks after they have contracted the virus. Once the immune system suppression is present, serious complications like unusual infection, certain cancers, and dementia may develop. Numerous medications are given to delay the suppression. So family and friends, once again, you know, for our males out there sitting on the throne, Protect yourself. Protect yourself. So number four that we are going to go into is trichomoniasis. Trichomoniasis is a sexual transmitted infection caused by the Trichomonas vaginalis parasite. Most women and men who are infected do not have symptoms, as with gonorrhea and chlamydia. They may not know they are infected. When symptoms do appear, they typically result in the ureters with itching or burning and discharge from the urethra. Trichomoniasis infection can be cured with a single dose of antibiotics. So see why we want to protect our men. And, you know, like I said, this is not just for the men. This is also for the ladies, because, yes, we as ladies can pick up STD symptoms as well, pick up STDs. And as you can see, as I read along here, family and friends, some of these STDs don't have no signs. What? They don't have no symptoms. That's right. They're silent until later on down where they show these signs and symptoms. So this is why I want you to protect yourself, why we here at the Psalmist Voice want you guys to be healthy. I want you guys to be around as long as we, the wives, the sisters, the aunts, are around. So, you know, protect yourself. Take that initiative to care more about you. And that's all it is, caring more about you, that you want to protect yourself even more. So we're going to go into number five, and then we're going to take another music break after that. Number five are genital herpes. The herpes simplex virus, which is also known as HSV, causes painful, blistering sores on sexual exposed areas of the body. They can be transmitted through any type of sexual contact. Typically, the HSV-1 causes cold sores around the mouth, while HSV-2 causes genital herpes. Both types of HSV can infect the genital area. It is possible to become infected with HIV and have mild symptoms or none. You hear it there again, family and friends. None, mild symptoms or none. And this is what some of these STDs are doing. You don't have any symptoms at all, family and friends. So even when symptoms have occurred in the past, it is possible to transmit the infection during any period in which symptoms are not present. The lesions caused by age typically take the form of a painful blister that eventually open, forming ulcers, and then crust over. In men, the sores can be found on the penis, scrotum, buttocks, anus, inside the urethra, or on the skin of the thighs. The first outbreak is severe, and subsequent outbreaks, and can be occupied by fever and swollen lymph nodes. And family and friends, if you don't know where your lymph nodes is located, it's by your neck. It's that little portion where under your ear, a little bit back, going toward your neck, up in that area. That's where your lymph nodes are located. So family and friends, I plead to you, protect yourself. Stay healthy. You know, cover up before it's too late. You know, so once again, family and friends, we are going to take another music break. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about hepatitis B and C, genital warts. Now, I told you about HSV. We're going to go into HPV. So, yes, there is a difference. Different letters means different things. So, you know what? Guess what? Nis is bringing it live to you tonight on Men Let's Talk. You know, you on the throne. Listen to what I have to say. You know, this ain't no nonsense. This ain't no propaganda. This is something that, you know, we want you to stay healthy. That bottom line, I can't plead anymore with you guys tonight. Besides, please stay healthy. You know, stay strong, stay healthy. Once again, you are listening to TPV Radio Network, and we are live, family and friends. Thank you for tuning in on the bridge. We are live on the bridge as I speak. So, family and friends, stay tuned, stay blessed. I'm going to bring you a next song from Angela and Veronica. This is actually their new song, He's Not a Baby No More. So family and friends, stay tuned, stay blessed, and we'll get back to the 9 common STDs in men. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Sammy's Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPV Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Men, Let's Pop at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month.
It is the Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPB Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPB presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG The Bridge or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go.
Yes, I am back. I am back. So we are going to go into the sixth STD that we're going to talk about tonight, and that's hepatitis B and C. Hepatitis B and C is an inflammation of the liver. Hepatitis B and C are two viral diseases that can be transmitted by sexual contact, blood of the infected person, or like HIV virus. HBV may not cause symptoms, but it causes symptoms of acute hepatitis in about 50% of infections. The primary danger with HPV, and I did say BV, but it's PV. I'm so sorry, family and friends. HPV is about 5% of those infected progress to having long-term liver damage or chronic hepatitis B. People with chronic hepatitis B are at increased risk for the development of liver cancer. There is a very effective vaccine for the prevention of Hep B. 75 to 85% of people are infected with HCV and hepatitis, family and friends. There is no vaccine available against HCV. So that's right, family. You see why I'm bringing this information to you guys, why I want you guys to protect yourself and to be healthy, because you see with this, for example, family and friends, you really don't, then look at what it's doing. It's damaging your liver, and then from there you have long-term liver damage, and people with chronic hepatitis B can also develop liver cancer. So, I mean, these things could be prevented, family and friends. They could be prevented. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. You know, this is all what I'm trying to say. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. You know, stay covered up, stay protected and stuff. You know, for the females out there that's listening, if you have young adult boys, if you have teenage boys, and if they're sexually active, talk to them. Talk to them. Some of us grew up, didn't talk to us about sex and sexual transmitted disease and all these things that comes with sex. But we are in a different generation. We are in a different time. You know, our daughters, talk to them too. Our sons, you know, they're becoming more sexually active at a younger age. And statistics has proved it, where we have 11, 12, sometimes even 10-year-olds. They're getting pregnant. You know, and you let them know sex is not all about getting pregnant, but these are some other things that comes with it. So just share it with your kids and let them know you could get very sick. You could be sick for the rest of your life. These are things that could happen to you. You know, mommy love you, daddy love you, auntie love you, you know, uncle love you. And I want to talk to you about some STDs that could stay long-term with you, some things that could destroy you emotionally, physically, because these things are not just damaging to us internally, but externally as well. You know, then when you look, you have your kids, you have an uncle or whatever going through depression, you know, they're having suicidal thoughts because they contracted an STD that they don't want, they never thought they would get. Hey, let your kids know that the world that we living in ain't all roses. Ain't all roses. It's not all red roses, you know. Roses do die too. But let them know that
This is what's going on in the world out there, not just your society, my society, or, you know, the times that we're living in. But these are things that have been going on for years, for years. So just talk to your kids, talk to your loved ones, talk to your family members, talk to your friends, you know, share the word, talk to them. It's an uncomfortable topic, but talk to them. So we're going to go into the seventh one, which is genital warts, and it's called HPV. That's right, family and friends, HPV. And it's a human papilloma virus infection. That's what HPV stands for. It is very common. It's a very common STD. There are different types of HPV exist and cause different conditions. Some HPVs cause common warts that are not STD and other types of spread during sexual activity and causes genital warts. Family and friends, still other types are the cause of precancerous chances and cancers of the cervix in women. Most people with HPV infection don't develop warts or cancers. The body is often able to clear the infection up on its own. It's currently believed that over 75% of sexually active people has been infected at some time and point in life. When HPV causes genital warts in men, the lesions appear soft, fleshy, raised bumps on the penis or anal area. Sometimes they may be larger and take a cauliflower-like appearance. There is no cure. Again, there is no cure for HPV infection, but it often resolves on its own. Treatments to destroy or remove the genital warts are also available. Again, family and friends, HPV, genital warts, again, is not curable. It's not curable, family and friends. Like I said, we have some that clears up on its own and some that goes to that extreme. No, and I'm giving you some things that you can look for, like, you know, shape, appearance with some bumps, some lesions, some soft and fleshy raised bumps on the penis or the anal area. Not because you probably see somebody has something like this mean that they're infected as well. Family and friends, like I said, do not self-diagnose. Always go to your doctor and make sure. Speak with a doctor. If you don't have a doctor, now's the time to find one as well, family and friends. You know, get with a doctor, talk to your doctor, let your doctor know what's going on. Be open with your doctor. That's what they're there for. They're there to help you with whatever situation. If they can't, they would refer you to somebody else as well, family and friends. So we're going to take another music break. And this one is by Angela Veronica. Like I said, I'm playing their music tonight. And I Love You More is the name of this song. So we're going to go to a music break and come back with the last two common STDs in men, which is the Zika virus and syphilis. So stay tuned and stay blessed. Better.
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, The Psalmist Voice, and you are listening to KBRG The Bridge. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, are you ready?
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
This is God's Journey Child, Fed Old Chestnut, and you.
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPB Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Man, Let's Pop at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month. It is the Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPB Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPB Presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG The Bridge or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
So, family and friends, you know, before we finish up this topic of the night, you know how we like to say here on TPV Radio Network, walk with us, let's go. So, family and friends, we are asking you guys to walk with us and vote. Vote for what, may I say, may I say? Well, radio family, as my husband and Bishop Horn been expressing whole week. Now, guess what? I'm going to express it too. That's right. Niece is going to bring it to you raw and direct. We need you, our family, friends, and KBRG, and the Psalmist Voice Radio Network listeners. This is what we need you guys to do. We need you guys to vote. And again, I'm going to say, why? We, KBRG, and the Psalmist Voice Radio Network has been considered to be on the ballot. On the ballot for what? Here it is. For the Stellar Awards for 2020 in Las Vegas, family and friends. That's right. So we need you guys to vote. If you can't find a link, or if you're not a friend of us here with TPV Radio Network Facebook, you can go on Facebook, TPV Radio Network. We are sending the link out every day, so you could click on it. Click it like a ticket. That's right, family and friends. Click it like a ticket and vote. We are looking for 100,000 votes to be nominated. We was considered. And we know God is good. We know that God that we serve, the man up above, the Father, the Messiah, we know he's a good God. And they say, claim it in his name and we shall receive it. But I'm asking you, family and friends, just push. Click it like a ticket. Click it like that ticket from the police that you're running from, or that ticket that you don't want. But this is a good ticket that you want to click it for. So we asking you guys to cast your vote. You could also cast your vote by just going to www.thestellarawards.com. Family and friends, we are in Category 5 for the best radio network. not on the earth, family and friends, but on the planet. KBRG and the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. That's right. We are the best gospel radio network on the planet. So we're just asking you guys to support us. Show us that you love us. Show us that you care. Just click it like a ticket. You know, support us here. You know, we ain't asking for no donation. We ain't begging for donation. We ain't asking to tithe with us. We ain't asking for no love offering. We asking you guys to click it like a ticket. That's what we asking you guys for. You know, the deadline for the voting is December 1st, family and friends. December 1st of 2019. So you have a couple more days. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you guys tuning in and listening in. But we want y'all to go to www.stellaawards.com. Look for KBRG, the Psalmist Voice. We are in category 5. We come in like a hurricane. You know how, you know, hurricane came through last year and it mashed up the place? That's how we want to come through for the Stellar Awards. We want to come through in God's name like a hurricane, like a category 5. That's how we want to come through. We want to show you guys that, you know, we're here to stay. We're here to stay by the grace of God. He brought us this far, and I know he's going to take us all the way. So we want to show you guys we are here to stay. But we are asking our family and friends, click it like a ticket. That's right, family and friends. Click it like a ticket. So, you know, help us come through like that Category 5 hurricane. Help us come through blowing down trees. And that's how we want to come through for the Stellar Awards, family and friends. We want to come through full speed and strong. Because we all do the work for God. You know, we're not here for show. We're not here to judge nobody. You know, who can we judge? No man can judge but God. But once again, family and friends, that website is www.thestellarawards.com, family and friends. And if you're not following our page, if you have not downloaded Live 365, click it like a ticket. That's right, download it, click it like a ticket. If you have not went to Facebook and you're not following us on TPV Radio Network, guess what? Click it like a ticket. That's right. I'm making fun now, but we want you guys to follow us. We want you guys to stay in tune with us here on both radio stations. You know, God has collided us together as we do his work in his name, you know, and we appreciate everything that God has done for us and everything that he has shown us that is possible, even when people say, you know, it's not possible. God, you know, when God say yes, who can say no? And he shows us the possibility in everywhere, every way and everything that we have for us today with these radio station, family and friends. Yes, it has been time coming by. It has been hard work just to make sure that everything is set up properly, to make sure the sound come across properly so you guys could hear us and understand what we're saying. You know, that's all been God. That's all been God. And for us to be considered for this Stellar Awards of 2020, that's God work as well. And, you know, when we get nominated, because I'm claiming it, you know, Bishop Han and my husband, Pastor Newton, they laugh after me, but I am claiming that award, you know, and when we win the Stellar Award for 2020 and we go to Las Vegas, guess what? We are not just representing the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. We are not just representing KBRG. We are representing you, the listeners that give us this opportunity to be here, to listen to the gospel that we share. So when we go up there to represent this award, we representing you guys and also saying thank you for giving us that 100,000 votes. So to our Germany, our people in France, you know, our people in India, my Caribbean people, I ask it for your support like a senator. That's right. The same way we in the Virgin Islands and the Caribbean could go out and vote for our senators, click it like a ticket. Category 5, vote the Psalmist Voice Radio Network and KBRG. That's right. We coming to you strong, and I coming to you strong, my Caribbean people. I've sent some of you guys out the link and stuff through Messenger. I have a couple people already voted. Thank you for voting. But we are looking for 100,000 votes. I don't know how much we got yet, but I'm telling you guys what we are looking for. We try to get nominated. Like I said, category 5, we're coming through like a category 5, family and friends. So before the end of the night, because I got 25 minutes left, we are talking. We're going to go back on topic. We are talking about 9 common STDs in men. I went through some of them, family and friends. If you didn't miss them, they were genital warts, hepatitis B and C, genital herpes, trichomiasis, HIV, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. So I'm going to bring you the last two of the night, which is the Zika virus and syphilis. And then we're going to close out with Josiah, his latest song. So we're going to close out with him tonight. And once again, family and friends, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for supporting us here on Bolt Radio Network. So the Zika virus, when we talk about the Zika virus, it has been associated with birth defects in babies, IQ barn to infected mothers. Transmission of the Zika virus occurs among humans that or who was bit by an infected vector mosquito. However, sexual transmission of the virus is also possible, and an infected individual may spread the virus to his or her sexual partner. And I don't know much about the Zika virus, but doing this research, what I have seen is with the Zika virus, with the babies that are born with the Zika virus, they have these really, really small, tiny heads. That's just something that I wanted to share with you guys. They basically can't do anything for themselves for the rest of their life. They, you know, some grow and you know, they stay that way. They don't talk. They don't really do anything. So, you know, once again, you know, protect yourself, family and friends. You know, cover up before it's too late. You know, if you know, I'm sorry to say, but if you know you're infected and you're talking to someone, you know, when you get that comfortable with that person and that relationship proceed and it goes any further, share the information with that person so they could protect themselves, you know, as well. The last one we're going to talk about tonight, family and friends, are syphilis. And syphilis is a bacterial infection caused by Treponema pallidum. Pallidum. That's the name of it. It's a Treponema pallidum bacteria. If it's not treated, family and friends, the disease progressed through 3 phases and can also persist in a latent state. The initial manifestation is a painless ulcer known as a chancre at the site of sexual contact. The chancre develops 10 to 90 days after the infection and resolves after 3 to 6 weeks. Syphilis can be treated with antibiotics. If this first stage goes untreated, secondary syphilis, there's secondary syphilis. Like I said, there's 3 phases. There is a spreading of the disease to different parts of the area as well, family and friends. So, you know, you want to be careful. You want to, you know, just be wise about yourself. And like I said, you know, secondary syphilis, there is a spreading of the disease to the other organs, causing various symptoms that can include skin rash, swollen lymph nodes, arthritis, kidney disease, or liver problems. After this stage, some people will have a lantern, a lantern infection for years, after which the territory syphilis develops. Territory syphilis can cause different conditions, including brain infection, the development of nodules known as gomas, aortic aneurysm as well. So for those of y'all that don't know what aneurysm is, you know, aneurysm is of the vessel. It's like when you have the vessel in your brain, when it collects something like a blockage. I'm just describing it to you the best I can. And then it busts, and that will cause you to die. So family and friends, you know, once again, please, 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 please take care of yourself, cover up yourself, you know, tell your partners when you get to that comfortable state, you know, tell your partners what's going on with you so they can better protect yourself, you know. We just want to be protected. We just want you guys to stay healthy. Be healthy. I personally know someone that has HIV for more than 10 years, you know, because they take care of themselves. They're still going strong and healthy. So, you know, you could still be healthy and take care of yourself and still be infected. But, you know, just be honest. Just be honest about what's going on with you and everything that's going on with you within your life. So once again, family and friends, I am your host, Niece. Thank you for tuning in for Men Let's Talk. My next show is December 2nd. And tune in, please, men, tune in. Sit on that throne with me and tune in as we talk about prostate cancer. Yes, prostate cancer is a serious thing, family and friends. I lost my dad to prostate cancer. It's so funny, and sometimes we do joke about it, although cancer is not a funny issue. You know, he had heart problems. They put in a pacemaker, and, you know, cancer took him away from us. So, you know, it's not nice. It's not easy to see someone. I had a cousin that died from breast cancer. I lost an associate, someone that I knew from back home. She died from cancer. She was very young, you know, I would say 38, 39, 40 the most. She left some kids behind. You know, we saw people out there that have died from cancer, people that have been diagnosed. We've seen, you know, near and far the process and the things that they have to go through just to fight for their life. So, you know, cancer is not something that it's a funny matter. So I want you guys to tune in December 2nd at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as we talk about prostate cancer. So, you know, like I said, this is not my words, but these are information that I do research to bring to you guys. One of the websites that I do use is the Mayo Clinic to get some of this information that I'm bringing to you guys. If you guys want to look up anything, they have signs and symptoms. They even have drugs and supplements, meaning your vitamins, your medications. So that site has a lot of information that you could look at it and see for yourself, and they have doctors and stuff there on the site that, you know, different doctors and stuff. I don't know where they're located. I just use the website to bring you guys this information. So once again, we're going to close the night out with Josiah Kalib. So once again, family and friends, thank you so much for tuning in. It was fun. It was my pleasure. Don't forget to vote. Click it like a ticket. So once again, family and friends, thank you for tuning in. Good night. Have a blessed one. And we're going to close out with Mr. Josiah Kalib. Also, those of you, family and friends, that are tuning in, there's a young lady by the name of Deja. We have interviewed Daja. I'm so sorry, Daja. We have interviewed her here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Please support her as well, as she is in the category. She's also a candidate for the Stellar Awards, but she's under the category of team, I think team performers. I don't have the information correctly, but please support her as well as we here at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. We're backing up 100% as well. You know, so please support her. This is her first time as well. So like I said, you know, our guest that we have here on TPV Radio Network, they are doing big things. God are moving in their life. God are pushing them forward. We here support them in the best way we could, whether, you know, we re-interview them, whether we play their new upcoming music, you know, whether they're, you know, on the Stellar Awards candidates, family and friends, we're asking you to support them as well. You can vote more than once. So please click it like a ticket and vote. Vote for us. Support Daja as well. She is a teenager. She is young. She is powerful singing her voice. My 9-year-old and my 3-year-old know her songs. They know the words for her song. She have a song that I like that is called Thank You. And there's other ones, but that's the one I'm in love with, you know. So if a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old could know the words, you know, she's doing something right. And she is, because she has God in her favor, the same as we do here on The Bridge and as well on TPV Radio Network. So family and friends, again, tune in December 2nd at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as we talk about prostate cancer. It is a serious matter. So our men out there, you know, I'm just trying to keep you healthy, try to give you knowledge to things about your health and things that could go wrong within life itself. So once again, thank you, family. Again, click it like a ticket, family and friends. www.thestellarawards.com. That's right, family and friends. Click it like a ticket. You are looking in category 5 for The Psalmist Voice Radio Network and KBRG Family. That's right. So click it like a ticket.
It's my lifestyle. So when you ask for to worship others, I just lift my hands. And when I'm searching for you and I can't seem to find you, I just close my eyes, look to the sky, look to the hills, where my help comes from, to live a lifestyle. Life of a worshiper, life of a worshiper.
Once again, family and friends, thank you so much for tuning in to Men Let's Talk. I am your host, Niece. Have a blessed week. And tune back in with me again on December 2nd at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you and have a blessed night.